Good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode 33 of the Bitcoin Veteran Spaces. I am your host, Coleman, and I want to give a warm welcome to everybody listening. Jacob for doing everything for us to get us going. Bob Van Kirk, AC, here every single day. Wade, Lynn B, I see you out there. Chivas, Johan, thank you guys for tuning in. Today is Choptober 3rd. We're not Uptober, it's not October. We're just going to be chopping around October. So it's Choptober 3rd. And while everyone's refilling their coffee, getting their drinks, getting the gunk out of your eyes, I want to go over the reason and our purpose, our mission for doing this every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And the reason for that is for building relationships with small communities, spreading the message of Bitcoin, which is a message of hope. We're going to cover this today, but what's going on in North Carolina in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene and how Bitcoin does fix this, how we don't have to rely on centralized authorities. Bitcoin is decentralized. We need to rely on ourselves. No one's coming to save us. So we need to make sure we spread this message and how Bitcoin is the answer to fix this. We do not support tyranny in any way, shape, or form, and we'll do everything to restore our principles that the Founding Fathers had fought so hard for. We are veterans, we're Bitcoiners, but most importantly, we're for freedom and helping each other. So if you guys are just new to this, you're just tuning in, please reach out to us. Our community is constantly growing. We're here to help you. And so send us a message, send us a DM, reach out to me, and we'll answer any questions you have or get you in the right direction. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Coleman. How are you, sir?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. Definitely want to start covering some of the things going on in North Carolina. There's a lot of mixed reporting going on, and so I definitely want to discuss the importance of not just spreading misinformation, spreading accurate information, and try and figure out what exactly is going on. I think that's what I want to tackle today, and how Bitcoin does fix this and how it will fix the situation going on in North Carolina, because I think everyone can kind of agree the government is not our friend in this situation. They're really, the consensus is that they are slowing down operations. And so to what extent or for what reason, you know, that's still up in the air. We can assume why they're doing it, but definitely want to kind of cover some things. But I threw up in the nest. I was trying to get a hold of this gentleman, and I did reach out to him just about an hour ago. He goes by the Coin Dad, and he is starting a GoFundMe for his convoy of volunteers that are going into North Carolina. They're going to a small community of about 300 people that are just completely isolated up in the mountains. So if you go and into the nest, there's a link for donations. He said right now that's really all he needs is just trying to get some funds to help with supplies and paying for his team's food and gas. But they're going out there into the mountains and they're trying to help out. And so please go up into the nest if you're able to support it. Make a donation. At the very least, if you could just go ahead and just retweet that and just get the message spread so this way it gets a little bit of momentum. But I definitely, and Shane, I know that you're out in that area, but I want to know kind of exactly what you're seeing and what you're hearing because you're a little bit closer than I am.
Yeah, so I think this came up, you know, it's a couple of days now where we were getting not what we should have had out of FEMA in the area. And not only not that, but more of a middle finger from the administration, which, you know, obviously it rubs me the wrong way. I think it probably rubs every red-blooded American the wrong way. So we started putting together a plan and we started looking into some things. I'm going to be headed up to Asheville myself. I think Jordan's going to try to join me. I've got a pretty good, good sized Polaris that we can load up as a Ranger and everything else. And, we are going to be trying to, coordinate with people on the ground. And Well, we found there's a couple of videos that have absolutely gone viral. One of them is from a former PJ that's, you know, if you guys don't know what a PJ is, Air Force has special operations. There are PJs and JTACs. PJs are basically special operations medics, guys that will jump out of, you know, planes at 30,000 feet and go save pilots. They are experts at recovery. And then they've got, this guy in particular has a team of guys with, little birds, you know, small, helicopters that are trying to get in and rescue people. And they've done an outstanding job so far. The problem is they just don't have enough helicopters. They put out a video, making some requests. He also, in that video said that they were getting pushback from the local sheriffs. And I imagine, in that process, those sheriffs are being told what they, who they can't allow in from the feds because they accept federal, you know, federal money. And when that happens, you get to the point where, you know, now it's time for a lot of different things to happen. One of those things is we have to show up in mass. And, you know, for me, that's an easy thing to do. It's just, we're also going to have a QR code up here where we're going to be accepting donations for Bitcoin veterans to get up there. We've got some guys from the special operations community and, you know, ground pounders that just have a will to go out there and help their fellow man. We're going to be looking at doing some reconnaissance, bringing you guys, you know, the ground truth of what's happening on the ground. And I don't think people realize just how extensive and what a large area of operation they have right now. And people are dying. I mean, they're saying that there are thousands of people that are going to be, you know, killed in this, and you know, and there's going to be even more that are suffering because they're old, they're infirm, they're running out of things like oxygen, medication, or they don't have food, they don't have water, they obviously don't have electricity or comms. And so restoring this as quickly as possible from all fronts, whether it's the air or the ground, is going to be the biggest imperative. And right now, yeah, you are getting some politicians that want to take a lot of credit, show up, get some, you know, some handshakes and kiss babies and all that kind of stuff. Biden and Kamala obviously shut down the entire operation during a very clear day the other day when they, you know, when they needed to come in and get in front of the cameras, where, you know, if they wouldn't have done that, they closed the entire airspace around Asheville. So none of the people that were on duty and had helicopters could reach those people. So we've got a lot to do. We're going to have that link up here in a little bit. If you would, you know, like to donate to us, we're going to need, you know, all the help we can get. And, you know, with that help, I think we're going to be able to project a lot of good into that area. And, you know, the thing is, you know, we've got most of the equipment. We're going to need a little help with possibly getting a trailer and maybe a large 50-gallon tank for a truck for gas, because, you know, loading up before you get in there is going to be a thing. So that's kind of, you know, forefront in my mind right now. We're doing prep. We're making, you know, connections right now as to where the points of contact are, to where we can, you know, kind of fan out from that hub and see where we're needed most. And then we're also going to be concentrating on getting vets back up and running as force multipliers in that area. Obviously, there's a lot of guys out there with a lot of experience, and if we can get those guys back up as a local home base, they're going to be doing a lot of good for us as well. So this is you know, a lot to come, and as things, you know, progress, I'll let you guys know. But and we're going to, you know, we'll have Starlink with us, so we'll be reporting in from up there when we get there.
Hey Shane, can you make a tweet with the link for the Bitcoin veterans donation? I can't post it without having a direct Twitter post. So if you can get that up.
Yeah, we'll do. We just got a lot of stuff going in the background. We'll get you that tweet over here real quick.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time with that. And then do you want, if people want to, you know, if someone has a trailer or has some gas tanks, do you want them to reach to you directly or reach out to the Bitcoin veterans handle directly?
Well, yeah, if they're in the North Georgia area, that'd be great. If they do have those things, we're going to need probably a 20-foot double axle trailer for the Polaris to get up there. If they've got the gas tank too, that'd be incredible. If they're not there, we may end up needing to purchase it, and, you know, probably looking at somewhere around, you know, $3,000-$5,000 for that expenditure just to get us there. But, you know, once we have those things, you know, I think it's game on, and we're on the move.
All right, perfect. Yeah, just keep us updated with that. I appreciate the thoroughness of that, Shane. Yeah, so the thing that, so I didn't, The thing that really confuses me on this whole story that's going on is I don't doubt that there's people that are suffering. I do not doubt that, but there's some of the stories on the numbers coming out are really skewed. You know, some people are only reporting there's a couple hundred that have been killed, where others are reporting several thousand. And I guess my question comes from, why aren't there more videos or photos coming out of here? Because obviously if people are getting these stories, they should be able to take photos and show what's going on. And I haven't seen anything kind of showing anything like that. And so definitely want to get people's thoughts as to why they think that there's just complete blackout on any pictures coming out, not even from the mainstream media, but just from locals. I've seen the text threads, but I haven't seen any hard evidence of photos. And that's where my hesitation up to what's going on is really not concerning, but confusing me.
And probably fill in a little bit there too, Colden. If you guys have never been in the Appalachian Mountains, it's not like being out west where you can do kind of line of sight reconnaissance and all of that. You've got canopy that's extremely thick. You've got, you know, ridges and valleys and streams and rivers. And when this thing came through, what it created was a bunch of mudslides, which really don't happen on the East Coast in the mountains very often. When you have mudslides in these types of areas, you're talking about just absolute catastrophic damage. If there's a structure in the way, it's going to be moved from its base. If there's families in there, they're going to be buried. They're going to be gone. There's not going to be any electricity. There's no way to communicate with the outside world. And these people are stranded. You know, sometimes, you know, what they're reporting is 30, 40, 50, you know, miles without any access to anybody, where roads are completely washed away. What they're seeing from the air is that they don't have contact. I mean, there are literally guides in fields holding up bathroom mirrors to signal pilots if they do have some opening. And a lot of places don't have openings like that to where you can actually get out and signal. So you're under canopy. So this is one of those situations where I think you have a media that doesn't want to throw politicians first and foremost under the bus for being completely unprepared and for, you know, not predicting the storm path or the areas the way they should have, because the East Coast from Savannah all the way up through, you know, eastern Georgia got absolutely slammed when they were actually predicting it was going to swing west, kind of over, you know, my side of the state of Georgia. And, you know, that just, it didn't happen. So these guys got the brunt force of a massive storm, and without those communications, without, you know, really having anybody, you know, be able to penetrate that canopy and get into the ground, you're talking about, you know, nooks and crannies, the fingers of Appalachian Mountains. And I don't think people really understand, you know, exactly how complicated and complex that network is in terms of trying to access it from the ground or even the air at this point.
And that makes sense. I've never been out to that part of the country. So, that's just where I was just wondering why there wasn't more photos, but that makes a lot of sense. So thanks for clearing that up, Shane. I just threw up in the nest the link for the Bitcoin Veterans donation page that Shane was referring to. So if you could, even if you can't spare a couple sats, just do me a quick favor and everyone just go click on that link and just go ahead and retweet it. So it gets out there. This way we can really help this cause. Because again, that's what our mission is about. It's about helping each other, helping local communities. We don't want to rely on the government, because we can see that obviously they don't have the same morals or agenda as us. So I just want to kind of cover some of the big things that came out yesterday with that. So Mayorix said that FEMA does not have enough funding to last through the rest of the hurricane season, and that only the residents are going to get $750 of funding that have been affected by Hurricane Helene. So when I read that, just like all of you, I get instantly frustrated, because it was on Friday that we passed out $17 billion worth of aid to Ukraine, to Israel, and then to Taiwan. And we can't even muster a couple hundred million to give to our local residents that are being, our citizens that are being affected by this. So it's so frustrating. It's extremely disappointing. And again, that's why we need to rely on each other. Do not expect help. We covered this kind of yesterday, and it's been an ongoing topic, but there's no one coming to help you. Rely on yourself. Make sure that you're able to assist others. So, I get very frustrated when I read these headlines and I see this crap going on. We all don't hate the government enough. we just don't. And so let's go around them in a slab roundabout way. Let's start embracing Bitcoin and let's start using it to our advantage to get this mission going. Good morning, Eomar. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good. Good morning. I think that the in terms of like media blackout and stuff, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, they don't want to cause it. People are already mad enough that we're, you know, donating all this, or donating, we're stealing all this money from taxpayers and giving it to these foreign countries. And, you know, we grumble about it. You know, the people grumble about it when everything's going well. But now you have like, you know, Americans like really suffering, and then, you know, they're saying, oh, there's not enough money to really help out anymore. So sorry, you know, meanwhile, we're given billions and billions. So I think they're being quiet to make sure that that doesn't amplify the non-interventionist like attitudes that are, you know, growing stronger and stronger every day. So,
what do you think about the, again, it's a rumor at this point because no one knows for sure, but the, that there's all that lithium that's out there in North Carolina, and that BlackRock just purchased a large swath of land. And that may be the reason why they're not so actively trying to help the people out here.
I honestly haven't heard anything about that. I saw like one post about lithium being out there, but I didn't know if it was in jest, and I didn't really like look into it too much. But I wouldn't be surprised, you know, like if there's like ever some evil thing or evil scheme, you know, I would never put it past the government to do that, you know? So that would be unfortunate, but, yeah, I don't really know enough to comment further on it though.
Okay. Does anybody up here on the panel have any insight on that or know anything else more than what I just said?
There are some videos that are being taken down off of TikTok already that are mentioning this. I mean, they go up and they come down. This is, you know, if there wasn't any credence to it, I don't think there would be censorship. I mean, anytime we see this, you know, we know the MO since 2020 now is anytime there's any play here that, you know, where there's smoke, right, there's fire. The first thing we do is we receive censorship. I don't think Zuck is done censoring things. So, you know, when we look at what's actually going on, I think there's maybe something that there is something to this. There are some reports out there that this storm was actually steered there. It's, you know, who knows the technology that you'd have to have for that, but there are obviously some anomalies with the origins and some of the radar that was, you know, captured. And conspiracy today, in 6-7 months from now, obviously we'll have, you know, some sort of proof. But this is a major concern. And I imagine, you know, if you're trying to keep, or if you're trying to inflict as much damage as possible so that you can take over a certain area for, you know, strip mining lithium out of it, this is exactly what you do. You'd make it as hard as you possibly can on the people who are there, whether they're, you know, old or infirmed or, you know, just regular people. If they die from starvation or neglect or whatever it is, what you've done is obviously what we consider target softening. You know, I'm not saying this is what it is, but it's not. There's less than a 0% chance at that at this point right now. And so, obviously, something else to think about.
Yes, and the fact that these posts are getting taken down so quickly does lead you to believe that there is nefarious actions taking place. And don't trust Zuckerberg. He's just horrible. And I know a lot of people give Elon a lot of crap for X and Twitter and some of the things he's done. But give the man props where credit is due. Just because, again, Starlink is really the only reason why they're able to have communication in and out of there. And he's doing it for free for the next 30 days. Anybody that's in the region, they're able to use it. And so make sure that, again, I know Bitcoiners like to rag on them and give them a hard time, especially the Noster people. But I think he has good intentions. So I gotta give him a lot of credit for what he's doing right now, helping out. And again, screw Kamala Harris. She was in charge of connecting all of rural America at the start of this term, and no money has gone in. And no money has gone into that program. And Elon Musk said he could have did it for the fraction of the cost. And at the end of the day, they have to turn to him to fix the current issue. So
I think he tweeted a couple of days ago that they did have like a permit for like Starlink or something, and it got rescinded, basically, you know, because he's not saying the right things. So that'd be pretty damning if true. So I didn't, again, it's all relatively new stuff, and I've been working on something else. I haven't looked too far into it, but yeah, that's a pretty bad mark on the Harris and Harris and Biden administration. So that's another thing to look at from there.
I missed the first part of that, Eomar. What did you say that?
So Musk was saying that, like, I think that they had a permit or something to bring, I don't know if it's a permit or a contract to bring like Starlink like to that area, and then it got shut down, basically like politically targeted. I think he called it like lawfare or something, you know, to prevent him from, like, you know, providing it there. They wanted like some other contractor to go in. Basically, you know, their regime, their administration does not like Elon Musk, less so every day, I'd imagine.
So this was just recent during the storm?
I think the withdrawal of the like contract was before the storm, but he was saying that like because of the fact that they withdrew it, like that's why like all these people are in like the state that, you know, the lack of communication and stuff like that, it could have been remedied if they didn't do that. So like he's saying like their lawfare against him, you know, impacted all these people now that are suffering. That was his tweet. I'll try to find the tweet and I'll post it here.
Thank you. And that's not suspicious at all. So again, it's a lot of different avenues to go down through here. There's a lot of questions, and there's definitely not a lot of answers yet. But this is not passing my smell test. Something is going on below the surface that we're not seeing. And to what angle, I don't know what that is.
I think we need to kind of be very honest with ourselves in looking at this. Americans have been super patient, and I mean just commendably patient for years and years and years now. This just looks more and more like a declaration of war, and obviously, you know, they don't want to declare war openly. But at any time, you've got a government that is fleecing you, that is inflating and debasing, you know, your lives, that is now blocking people and blocking, you know, rescue missions, that is, you know, that is, you know, pushing, you know, things like drones out of the way for search and rescue and delivery of things. That you've got, you know, the same administration that's giving $9,000 to, you know, immigrants that are coming in here illegally, and, you know, here's $750 for the people who have absolutely just had their lives destroyed. I think we need to start being very honest with ourselves. And I'm not saying, you know, this is a call to violence, but this is a call to arms. You need to understand that there are going to be hot pockets like this probably going forward. More and more chaos is going to abound as we, you know, move through this period of uncertainty and turmoil. And we've got to have guys, that, you know, veterans, militia, things like that, that are ready to move armed, not and peacefully, right? Like, and then there's a big difference between, hey man, we're out for blood and we're going to go, you know, we're going after these guys, and saying, hey, we're going to show up in mass like they did out at the Bundy Ranch, and you're going to leave. This is the will of the people. These are the people who are showing up. This is exactly the reason why we not only have the, you know, five freedoms that are listed in the First Amendment, but also the freedom to keep and bear arms. This is where America is at. And so understand, you know, if you're in one of those positions where you can go and you can show up in force and armed, this is what it's going to take to start having these people understand the force of the American people. And it's time where, you know, we get very honest with ourselves about what's going to need to transpire.
Absolutely. And Yeah, I can't add anything to that, Shane. That was well put. Just make sure your heads are on a swivel and like listen to yesterday's spaces and just make sure that you have everything you need. Again, not calling for an apocalypse, not calling for doom and gloom, but just make sure that you are prepared. There's never a worse feeling than feeling helpless when you need to take action.
And I found that tweet. So the original tweet was by somebody, Alex, I don't know. They said, basically it shows a screenshot where North Carolina was supposed to get 19,522 Starlinks. But the FCC like revoked the contract for it. Musk retweeted it saying that if they hadn't illegally revoked the Starlink award, it would probably have saved lives in North Carolina. So, and should be up in the nest there for you guys.
Yeah, I have that here, Omar. So I'm just looking at it, but it looks like that the bid was done in 2020, so it wasn't super recent. It looks like it was about almost 4 years old. But yeah, you're right. It shows that they were supposed to get almost 20,000 satellites. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to mention or talk about with the North Carolina Hurricane Helene? Okay, so we'll go ahead and start moving on. Again, I really appreciate it if you guys can go on there, retweet that, help out the Bitcoin veterans. If you could, please donate a couple sats and just help this cause. And let's make sure that we're able to get the funds to the right people who will be able to utilize it correctly. And well, I have everyone's attention. I want to give a quick thank you to our partners, Black Sheep Ammo. Restock your ammunition at blacksheepammo.com. Solo Satoshi, open source Bitcoin mining at solosatoshi.com. Punchplate, put your seed phrase on a metal plate at punchplate.com. And Paladin Tower Tactics, professional firearms and tactical training. Check them out at paladintowertactics.com. And I definitely want to mention Bitcoin Alaska. Clear schedules from July 1st through July 7th. The conference dates are the 5th and 6th, but Wade is really stressing to get there early. There's going to be a lot of events. If you've never been to Alaska, it's amazing. If you've never been to Alaska in the summer, you're never going to want to leave. So feel free to get a one-way ticket, and you can probably work on Wade's boat as a helper to pay for a room and board. But definitely, you don't want to miss this conference. So did everyone see the news yesterday about Bank of America, not Bank of Alaska, Bank of America was having a glitch in their system where about 20,000 of their customers were showing a zero balance on all their checking and savings accounts, weren't able to do ATM withdrawals, and weren't able to log into their online accounts. I was up at my business yesterday, and I had an employee who was trying to get onto her app, and she was really concerned because it was showing a zero balance on there. And so I checked my Strike app really quick, and I said, well, my bank's still working, so here's the link. Make sure you go ahead and download this. But it was pretty crazy. I haven't heard anything that it's been restored. I can't really find any news. And of course, Bank of America doesn't have an X account, so they're not posting anything on there. Does anyone have insight if it's been fixed? If everyone's account's been restored? Or does anyone have any comments on the Bank of America thing?
I don't know that all customers have been fixed. So it seems like there's still some customers without balances.
Bob, what would be the reason for a glitch like this? Could it just be an update within their app? Or is it, what do you think could cause this?
I'm sure it'll come out. But yeah, it could be, I mean, they have such complex systems, and it could be a vendor. It could be, who knows? I mean, a patch, an update. Yeah, it could be a lot of different things. It's hard to say for sure. It's, you know, some people are calling it a glitch. Some people are calling it an outage. It's kind of all over the place.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to find a post. The CEO of Bank of America, Brian Mayohin, I probably said his last name wrong, made a tweet and said, Bitcoin is highly speculative. You could wake up one day and your account would be worth zero. So I think it's kind of ironic that yesterday, people logged into their accounts after lunch and their balances were zero. So it's very ironic. That was a Lawrence Lepard retweet. So I'll try and put it into the nest so everybody can see it. But
yeah, it just goes to show you that, you know, when you trust a third party, it's just numbers on a screen, right? And if your numbers are zeroed out, you have zero.
Yep. And then again, think how helpless you feel if you're trying to go pay for your gas, try and do something, and you can't do it. So hopefully they get that issue fixed.
And maybe for the audience, you know, Bitcoin doesn't fix this if you are allowing a third party to custody your Bitcoin. So this just speaks to the freedom money that Bitcoin is and why you should learn how to self-custody your Bitcoin.
100%. Always recommend custodying your own Bitcoin. And if you feel like that's too much, the only one I know off the top of my head is Unchained. They do multi-sig custody. So it'll be two of the three. You hold two keys, they hold one. So this way, if you happen to lose one of your seed phrases or your hardware wallets, they're still able to assist you. But definitely, again, I really like to stress holding your own keys, having your Bitcoin in self-custody is extremely simple. People make it more complicated than what it is. So just go out there, start off small, put a couple of sats in there, get used to transferring back and forth, memorize your 12 to 24 words, and you're off to the races. So I want to just say a quick shout out to everybody in the audience. I see Terrence, Allison, Gabe Lord. I want to welcome to the stage Lisa and Kyle. Good morning.
Great morning, friends.
Good morning, and thank you to everybody who reached out yesterday. I had several folks offer to take me to the range and get me schooled up. I understand there was like a Bitcoin veterans back chat on my gun shopping escapade yesterday, which I really loved. So I feel very loved and protected by this community, and I hope that everybody else does too. I hope that you grow to be one of the strongest communities here on Bitcoin Twitter.
Yeah, we hope to grow really strong too, and happy to help, Lisa. We just wanted to make sure though you weren't going to buy a Glock, because anybody who has a Glock is gay. Shots fired.
I didn't hear that part of the story.
Glocks are gay.
Glocks are, yeah. I think that has
Glocks.
To be more
Glocks. Glocks. Like, come on. I mean, time? We're going after time now?
Yeah, all you need is the Bitcoin, the block clock, and you just have to know that every block is 10 minutes and just go from there.
Did you say block or did you say clock? Oh, God. Or did you say Glock?
Anyway. I think it's a little early for you, Kyle. But no,
I'm trolling you. I love you, Coleman. I love you, Shane. Thank you so much, dude. We've got a real issue up here, and I just saw this because I was up at Rescue the Republic for the big rally in DC this past weekend. And as we were coming back down to Florida, like, you know, we're literally going down the 95, knowing that like literally 100 miles to the west, there's absolute chaos. We've gotten back down here in Florida. We have these vehicles. We just picked up a trailer. So we've got a 20-foot trailer. I would love to. We're in the Tampa, Sarasota area. So I'm not sure if there's this rescue operation. If it's rolling from here, I'm just kind of tuning in now. But I would like to, like, you know, offer up a shared resource of a giant trailer here that can be pulled by any vehicle. We're in Sarasota. This seems like, you know, people are being left behind. The government, it seems, is purposefully trying to fuck this up. So, you know, now it's time for we the people to kind of come together. And, so where's the caravan leaving from, folks? Is it leaving? What's the deal here?
Yeah, so we're still in prep mode, and I really appreciate the offer. Going down to Sarasota just to turn around and go back up, it'd probably be more expeditious of us to just, you know, pick one up. But the expedition is going to be leaving from here in North Georgia, in East Tennessee and you know, the Appalachian area. But yeah, we definitely appreciate it. But if we can't find anything else that may have to do, but it'd be a lot quicker if we've got something that's a little more local.
Copy that. Well, there's also the opportunity for, like, you know, we can do a bit of a, I don't know. I just want to, do you have any day of when you'll be leaving? Because again, this is an accident car, and I just want to throw it out. And there potentially are resources down here that would be willing to come up there. But if not, I, like, you know, you guys rule, you know what's going on, and I have full faith in beautiful American people to come and have each other's back here.
Yeah, no firm date on leaving yet. We're in plan and prep right now, which, you know, if you've ever done, you know, missions like this, plan and prep is the biggest part. If you're not, if you do this wrong, you're going to get up there, you know, the 7 P's, proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. And if you do it the right way, you get up there, you can actually make a dent. If not, you're going to be a liability. And the last thing they need is another liability up there. So, we'll keep everybody, you know, apprised of where and when we're headed there. If you'd like to join us, you've got saws, you've got, you know, Polaris, you've got possibly even horses or donkeys, which we've seen out there, and you want to help that way. People are literally, you know, taking mules and horses and delivering products to people out there. So, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. There's, you know, there's obviously guys that are, you know, taking larger drones and dropping things like formula and water and medicine to people out there as well. So if you've got any of that understanding and or equipment, and you can project it up there, or you can get it up there, you know, and you've got the time and the energy to do it, you know, this is why we're raising funds right now. Is, you know, this is not going to be a cheap project. You know, most of us are going to come out of our back pocket quite a bit for this, and any little bit is going to help help us get up there and help people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Shane, make sure you take your time on prepping. I don't think I can handle the backlash in the back channels if the Army gets to say they had to go in and rescue Marines. So please take your time, plan accordingly, and don't let those guys have the one up on us.
And can you contribute Bitcoin towards this, Shane?
Absolutely. You'll see in the nest right now, there is a QR code. That is our on-chain address. We will have a Lightning address up here, hopefully, momentarily, and we'll share that. You know, look for tweets. If you guys will like and follow us on Twitter, you'll get the updates of what we're putting out there. A lot of those are going to be, you know, QR codes. So if you guys can go out there and share them, not only on Twitter, share them on LinkedIn, share them on Facebook, share them anywhere that there's social media, you know, and really blow this up, because the more that we can do, the more people we can affect. And you know, that's what this is about right now. This is about helping out our fellow Americans.
Heck yeah. And it's time for coming together as well. And on that note, I'd encourage you as well to set up an ENS address on the Ethereum network so that people can also send those.
Yeah, no, we're going to stop that right there. We're Bitcoin only, Kyle. So we don't work with the shit coins. We're strictly Bitcoin.
We do appreciate the sentiment though.
It's about unity, and it's about resources. And I feel like, guys, I'm 2013 Bitcoin class. And, you know, when there's a crisis, how can we come together and work together and put our egos aside? So I'm just suggesting. It's a simple suggestion. And I love you guys, and it's all great. But yeah,
thanks, Kyle. And we appreciate it. We knew it was made in good faith. Good morning, Terrence. I haven't seen you up here on the panel for a while.
Yeah, sorry. I've just been occupied lately with stuff, but my bat signal, my Lisa Huff signal went off this morning. I get these notifications when she posts or she joins a space and, you know, leaves the house and goes and get groceries, just normal stuff. So I made it here. Yeah, I'm just catching up.
Stalker alert.
Oh my God, I love Terrence so much. Hey, I just wanted to say on the Ethereum thing, look, people still own Ethereum. I don't own that shit, but people do. And this could possibly be like the best way to dispose of your Ethereum ever. So I don't know. Maybe people want to turn a terrible thing into a great thing, right? We can immediately liquidate it for fiat to buy fuel for somebody. Doesn't sound like a terrible idea. So
there's also a lot of, like, you know, these horrendous shitcoiners that are part of very large projects that have
tokens that have value as well that I'm sure would love to support and contribute towards saving human life and supporting awesome people.
Yeah, absolutely. But we still focus on Bitcoin. That's the mission. That's the goal.
Decentralized. And on that note too, there are these physical cards, these tangent cards. Shane, I think I may have given you one at the Bitcoin conference in Miami, which are like fully enclosed, your keys, your coins on NFC cards. So when you actually give them to a person, you're just transferring the private keys, and they're really interesting. That's tangent.com. They obviously support the Bitcoin, as a more full kind of redundant package for key management, especially for those who don't necessarily aren't fully schooled on how it all works. But we use them for basically a little treasure chest of Bitcoin that you could keep yourself.
Yeah, and if you guys aren't familiar with how to hold your own Bitcoin on your own wallet, reach out to us. Again, our community, we have just extremely knowledgeable people. Send us a DM and we can send you links. We send videos. We can answer any question that you have at the conferences. And I'm sure in Juneau, we'll have conferences on how to show you how to do stuff like this. If we weren't going to do it, if we have enough interest, we'll put on a class for that and make sure everyone feels comfortable holding your own keys. Because there's nothing more important than being able to access your own money when you need it. But one thing I've been hearing in the background a little bit, there's no definite, I don't have any sources on it, but there's this rumor that the reason BlackRock got Bank of New York Mellon to pass the SOP 21 or bypass it is that they don't believe that Coinbase is actually holding their funds separately. They think they're commingling them with the customer funds. So I'm just wondering if I'm the only one that's been hearing that, or has anybody else here on the panel heard any rumors or speculation of that?
No, I haven't heard anything. But of course they're not straight up holding people's Bitcoin in, you know, cold ice buried in a mountain storage. Of course they're not. There is something so shady going on over there. No one should use Coinbase, right? No one should do that. Why are we still doing that? Well, I hope we never have to hear that word again.
I hope so too. But I just, again, I can't find any credible sources that can corroborate that story. That story. But when people try and withdraw their Bitcoin, I'm seeing messages where people have to wait 30, 40 days before it's able to leave Coinbase to their other wallet or custodian. So it just kind of adds a little fuel to that fire where there's probably something going on. Again, BlackRock changed their agreement with Coinbase where instead of having 24 hours to purchase the Bitcoin, they only had 12, so they cut it in half. Again, they're just, if you're using Coinbase for some reason, I highly suggest you choose a different platform. I use Strike. I use River. I think those are the easiest. But again, taking custody of your own hardware or your own Bitcoin on your hardware wallet is the safest option. So,
and we have a lot of friends out there too that, you know, just got into Bitcoin and just set up Coinbase for convenience too. So just take that little bit of effort to just inform all your social circles that look, Coinbase is crypto bank. They are like, you know, Bitcoin allows you to become your own bank. And if you choose Coinbase, you are just choosing a crypto bank and it's not your keys, not your coins. Like, you know, take control, get a wallet, take the short time to educate yourself about that. It's not long, doesn't bite, and then you can be in control of your keys properly. And you know, you can always have that Coinbase as that on ramp, off ramp, but no, they know who you are. They report to the IRS. They are the machine. They're owned and, like, you know, heavily funded by BlackRock, just like a lot of these large public Bitcoin institutions are and crypto institutions are. They're not necessarily our friends. Like, Bitcoin is about peer-to-peer electronic money and self-sovereignty in a parallel economic system. And it's critical that we actually choose Bitcoin and use Bitcoin in our day-to-day. It's more than hodling. It's about spendling and saving and giving and doing excellent work and biddling. So love, love. Guys, I'm going to jump. Thank you so much, Shane. Thank you so much, Colvin. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, everybody. Love you guys. Keep up the great work. And I'm going to stay tuned for more details on how to support and start letting the troops know that these efforts are underway and they can be supported financially with Bitcoin and fiat and hopefully other forms of value as well. Sending love, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle, for jumping on here. It's much appreciated.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
Yeah, and shout out to the Bitcoinologist out there. He's already made a donation to this. If you guys are out there at the Lightning address, it works. I've checked it. We really appreciate everybody who's already donated. Thank you very much.
And again, these funds aren't going to be just wasted on beer and stuff. It'll be go to actual supplies for the rescue efforts going into North Carolina. So again, any amount that you can do, and at the very least, just go ahead and retweet it. Get the message spread. Tag people as well. I see Joe Colasari in the audience. Good morning, sir. I think Joe made a post a couple days ago that he thinks we're going to be sitting around this 60, 65 range for Bitcoin price action until after the election. And I think he's pretty much right. I don't see a big catalyst going up to try and kickstart the bull run until after the election. I think there's too much going on. So Joe, if you want to come up here and talk a little bit about that, you're more than welcome to.
While we wait on that, I just saw an article about Microsoft looking to reopen a reactor at 3 Mile, like a nuclear reactor, which I think is pretty crazy. Because you got to think they want it for like their AI and stuff, right? But like unless they're constantly like at like a steady rate churning out like these computations, there's going to be like, you know, assuming it shifts with like their user base, right? Like when people are up and working and stuff and they're using a lot of compute power, like maybe like they'll be using most of that energy. But for the downtimes for it, they might be looking for ways, they might look for ways to monetize like that downtime. So I think that could be like, I really see like the Silicon Valley, like database demand for energy. I think like the flip side of that is going to be, or could potentially be like Bitcoin mining, you know, like just as a way to monetize the downtime of those like steady streams of power. So I think it's a pretty big deal that Microsoft is trying to open up this plant. I posted the link in the here, I could share it to the nest there. But that's a pretty big development, I think, because if we see more of that, eventually what I see this doing or potentially doing is that all of these Silicon Valley companies that rely on all this energy, they're going to want the cheapest, like most reliable energy. So they're going to start, we're going to, you know, finally have somebody with power backing nuclear energy. And, like I said, there's going to be the demand for it won't be steady. And, you know, that could be a big boon for Bitcoin mining, as they go into to eat up the unused energy and stuff. So pretty cool. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts on that.
Yeah, I know that there's a couple Bitcoin mining companies that are a part of the AI, and they've kind of tied it in to offset things. The only one I can think of off the top of my head is Iron or Iris Energy. And I know that they use both the AI aspect to offset things, but I can't think of any others off the top of my head. So, Yomar, do you think the majority of the miners are going to go to this and kind of use both?
Well, I think it's going to create like a surplus of energy. I think that's what the boon will be, you know. So like they'll, this contract, it's apparently just with like Microsoft as the exclusive client, right? So like, what is Microsoft going to do when they're like looking and they're like, okay, well, between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., like we're not using like even 25% of the capacity here. So what can we do with it? They'll say, hey, Bitcoin miner, why don't you come in here and on off hours you can drink up all this this energy and we'll sell it to you for real cheap. Or they could potentially, I think it's a little further fetched, but they could potentially you know, start something of their own, like a division to just monetize that unused energy.
This is a little above my wheelhouse, but the way I understand it is the AI facilities that they have out in the middle of nowhere, generating all this data and trying to make it streamlined and faster, it requires a lot of energy. But then once they have kind of everything fine-tuned, they don't need as much energy, but then they still have all this money invested into these centers. And so I think that's what a Microsoft would do, correct? They're going to use the nuclear reactor for their AI, but once they have everything fine-tuned and it doesn't need as much energy, they could offset that with the Bitcoin miners. Am I following that correctly, Omar?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know the demand. I don't know exactly how their demand works, right? Like, but I'd imagine that like some of it is going to be use-based, right? Like if they have all these data centers, I don't think like it's always running at 100%. I would imagine that, you know, they spin up these towers, like as there's more people using it, they need more compute power. I'd imagine that's how it would work. So if that's the case, then there'd be variability there would create excess energy.
I think it is inevitable that we'll just start to have the miners and everything just attached to everything. I remember it was about 2 weeks ago we had Bob Burnett on the show, and he was talking right after the Bill Maher post, where Bill Maher said Bitcoin miners are using 8% of all the total energy, and it's nowhere close to that. It's only about 1%. But the view on this is so flawed. But I think eventually, I think about 25% of the global energy will be used for miners. It's just because you'll be able to put energy into places that just don't have it right now. Like I love what's going on in Africa with how they're using those, the thermal, the rivers, solar to go ahead and give these towns that have absolutely no energy and no reason for anyone to invest in putting a power facility out there. But they're hooking up these Bitcoin miners to the energy grid, and they're recouping their money in just a couple of years versus what it would take them about 20 or 30 if they didn't utilize the Bitcoin miners. And they're creating this new economy. Like, imagine that if you had no electricity, so you literally relied on the sun to do work. So if you're trying to go to school, you literally can only work sun up to sundown, and after that, you have no light to write your paper or read a book. And so now these people are able to turn on the light. Are you able to keep drinks cold? Just think about that. Not having a refrigerator to have cold drinks in the middle of a hot day. And so this part of Bitcoin is what I find so fascinating and so life-changing. And so I really like this. Sorry, that was just kind of a long random rant. Anybody else have any thoughts on integrating the Bitcoin miners into the electrical grid?
Yeah, I was just going to say a quick comment on that. I mean, that's absolutely what's predicted to happen. And I think, thank you. I think if you Google Goldman Sachs, something like an energy demand report, they released a report in April, did not even include Bitcoin mining. It was mostly AI type related, data center related. You'll see that the demand for energy is just enormous. And so, Coleman, I think you're right on. Like, this to me also is the most fascinating part of Bitcoin, because not only does it allow you to go into those type of situations, like this plant that they're bringing back online, but you can also go into all of the midstream assets in the energy space. So you can go into gas processing plants. You can go into basically anywhere where there's existing energy infrastructure, even if it's on the pad site, right, at a production site, they have power that they don't use most of the time. I guess I've been saying this a long time. This is a way for people that have already deployed capital to monetize every molecule and really optimize every dollar that they've invested.
Yes, and your return on investment is so much faster when you're able to start implementing this. So I think it's fascinating to read up on this. And I think it's only going to get larger and consume more energy, which it should, because it's using stranded energy. We're not creating energy just to do the minings or the Bitcoin miners. We will have Bob Burnett with Barefoot Mining joining us next Thursday, the 10th. I'm really looking forward to that conversation to pick his mind and pick his brain about what he sees going on in the future and answer some of these questions. So make sure you tune into that one. That'll be a great episode. And on Tuesday, we're going to have Matthew Lysak of Fiat Foods coming in to talk about his book and just how corrupt the food industry is and how there's no other word for it, how evil they are. So if you haven't read his book, Fiat Foods, definitely recommend. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it at the Safe House online at safehouse.com. But definitely read that up. We're going to have him on Tuesday. So if you have any questions, make sure you join and that'll be a great episode. But we're getting to the top of the hour, so I'm going to try and make sure we finish on time. I know I can get a little long-winded and roll over, so I want to make sure we stick to the 60-minute time slot. Does anybody have anything else they'd like to cover today? Anything we didn't cover or we'd like to hit on a little bit more? I'm going to take that as a no. So, again, the biggest thing that I want to stress today is if you could, again, go up there and if you could donate some sats, anything is appreciated. And if you could just go and retweet that link, get the message spread, tag some Bitcoiners that you know. Let's start getting this trending so we can go out there and do some real good. Again, that's the whole mission of Bitcoin Veterans is small communities and spreading this message. And so we don't have to rely on a centralized government, decentralized. That's what we believe in. And so there's no better way or example than us just going out there and doing it ourselves. So I want to thank everybody who came out here today, everybody who joined the panel, Lisa, Terrence, Yomar, Bob Van Kirk, Shane, everybody in the audience, Wade, Gabe, AC, you're up here on the panel, Steve, Will, Jesse. I really appreciate all of you tuning in. And if for everyone I didn't mention, there's just so many of you, I can't name you all, but I really do appreciate it. It means a lot. And again, we couldn't do this without your support and your help. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock Eastern. We'll do this again. I can't believe tomorrow's Friday. This week is flying by. And if you haven't seen the video with the Bitcoin Veteran Spaces, we had Dr. Jeff Ross on the episode. It was a fantastic episode. You get to see Dr. Jeff's view. He hasn't been active on Twitter, so it's really good to catch up what he's been posting for the last couple of months. So go check that out on Spotify, on our YouTube channel, or on our Twitter handle at the Bitcoin Veterans. And go out there, spread the mission, spread your Bitcoin seeds. Make sure everyone understands what our goal is, and have a fantastic day. Go crush it. And don't shitcoin. It's like buying a lottery ticket with yesterday's numbers.